Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Self-promotion. Just the words can strike fear into the heart of any writer. It may make you groan. It may make you feel tired all of a sudden. It may even cause your stomach to drop. This is because writers love to write, but most writers would rather not think about what's involved in getting their names out there. Some writers are even under the impression that their books will sell themselves. It's the biggest mistake writers make, and the reason that so many of them are unsuccessful. Throwing your book onto the Kindle store and crossing your fingers is not a business plan. So if that's what you are planning to do, it's time to rethink your strategy and get serious about building a following. And for self-publishing, this may seem obvious. I think most people who plan to self-publish assume that they're going to have to come up with some way to promote themselves and spread the word about their book. Because who else will do it for them, right? But did you know that even if you hope to sign a book deal with a publisher, there's still a ton of self-promotion to do? Because to get on with most publishers, you'll need an agent. And even though it's the agent who takes care of selling your book to the publisher, you still have to sell your book to the agent. And the agent is going to want to hear a very convincing case for your book. That's what the art of writing a query letter is all about. The agent is also going to want to see that you're a person who has a loyal following. Because if not, that agent knows the publishers aren't going to take a chance on you. Traditional publishers will do some marketing for you because they believe in your book. But they'll want to see that you have a good head start so that their money and promotional efforts are not wasted on a six-week marketing campaign that will just fizzle out. You, your agent, and your publisher all have one common objective: to sell as many books as possible. And keep in mind that even New York Times bestsellers don't just sell themselves. Behind every book that spreads like wildfire is a well-orchestrated marketing campaign, with the author doing a lot of the work himself. Interviews, book tours, speaking engagements, even blogging. It may look glamorous, and it may be very enjoyable for the author, but it is a lot of work. So what I encourage writers to do, especially writers who are taking my 12-month author challenge, is to just incorporate self-promotion into their daily routines. Not all at once, just little by little. And over the course of the 12 months, those daily efforts will blossom into a big audience and a loyal fan base. These are the people who will be waiting with bated breath for you to finally publish your book. So let's say you want to write for an hour a day. Great. After your writing session, take a break for a few minutes, grab another cup of coffee, nibble on a pastry, then dive right into the next hour, the audience building portion of your workday. And when I say spend an hour on audience building, that doesn't mean you're on Facebook for an hour. It doesn't mean you're networking at a convention every day. And it doesn't mean you're knee-deep in the technicalities of constructing your professional author website every single day. These are all things you can do at some point, but easing into it is key. If you are part of the 12-month author challenge, you'll get emails from me with ideas for small steps you can take to further your audience building a little at a time. And guess what? If you read an email lesson or listen to an audio tutorial to learn about the next step, that counts as time spent on your self-promotion efforts. If you spend an hour a day on writing and an hour a day on audience building, you'll be 10 steps ahead of anyone else who's also writing their book. And when it comes time to publish, you'll have a fan base and they won't. Which means you'll have more options. You could impress an agent with your following, or self-publish knowing that your book will sell. And the added bonus is that when you break up your work session into two parts like that, you'll do each task more efficiently. One thing that can really help you as you build your fan base is a professional author website. In fact, I offer a service where I set up your author site in a matter of days. So if you don't have time to do it yourself, or don't care to learn how, check out the service at dreamplaywright.com/authors. dreamplaywright.com/authors. It's very affordable, and you get a lot for your money. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions. So you can ask your questions at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to answer all your questions about your blog and get everything set up the way you want. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywrite.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.